Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Yes, indeed. 1-800-DIVORCE. There for you. All right. We've got in the news coming up next. We'll talk about Governor Kate Brown versus Judge.
Yeah.
She just appointed him, too.
Judge 1, Kate Brown 0.
That's right. That'll be next, but here's Mike with our Stockwatch.
My reaction would be show me the aspect of this documentary where we had to soft pedal anything. Show me where we avoided something that we should have gone into. That is a documentary about the Bulls dynasty through the prism of the 97-98 season starring Michael Jordan. Did we get into the gambling? Yes. Did we get into his dad's death? Yes. Did we get into the conspiracy theory surrounding his leaving for baseball and surrounding whether or not he was responsible for his dad's death? Yes. Did we get into how tough he is and his teammates? Yes. Did they ever push back on us once and say, you cannot use this clip, you can't use that quote, you can't use this, you can't ask that? No, never once. So people are entitled to their opinion, but I'm very proud of what we did.
There is Jason Hehir, the director of The Last Dance, which wrapped up last night. Buy or sell, you believe that they were not told to take anything out of the documentary?
No, I don't. Because if that's the case, then that's the softest documentary ever made. And I thought it was really enjoyable. I watched it. I got my family involved in it. They all liked it. And I thought it was really well done. It wasn't a documentary. It was a puff piece. It was a crowning tribute to the greatest basketball player of all time, arguably the greatest athlete of all time. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. But all of those things that he talked about, boy, they didn't even bother to scratch the surface. And interviews were like, they never talked to Peter Vesey. They never talked to his kids. They never talked to his wife. They never dealt with any of those things in any sort of depth. That was 100% controlled by Michael Jordan. So if that really is all that they dug into to get, then again, softest documentary of all time, which is why I don't call it a documentary. It was an entertaining retrospective on the career of Michael Jordan with the prism of the final shot, and it was beautifully done and well made. But a documentary, Ken Burns is 100% right that it's not a documentary. It just isn't.
What am I buying or selling?
That you believe that they didn't take anything out. He said in that clip that they never once told us to change a quote or take anything out.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of semantics. I agree with what Sook's saying in a sense that there's no way that that's the whole story, right? So, yeah. So that said, you know, when the guy goes into the interview process with Jordan, I mean, I don't – it could be that things Jordan told him – well, it could be that nothing was struck from the record, right?
Sure.
But Jordan is also not just going to – in other words, there's not all this stuff that was offered up that Jordan's like, oh, you can't put that in there. He's the one talking.
Yeah.
So he is going to frame it the way he wants to frame it. So again, it's semantics. It wasn't the whole story. I do think it was a very good documentary, and I would call it a documentary because, I mean, it tells a tale of what happened. It tells you, it goes through all the different, bullet points throughout the years, and it did it over 10 episodes. It's just that Michael Jordan got the last word on all of it.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get when his company's the one doing the documentary. It doesn't mean it doesn't have value, but no, it wasn't the full story. So I don't know. Did Jordan tell the guy, hey, you can't use this, you can't use that? I don't know. The guy may be telling the truth on that, but certainly we did not get the unequivocal truth about everything that happened with the Bulls. It still was wildly entertaining. And I thought the way they finished it up last night with episode 10 was great.
Yeah.
Where they brought it full circle and brought it right to a crescendo where Jordan was like, man, to just not have the chance. It's one thing to just, break the team apart and, wasn't there, but to not even have the chance to go for number 7.
And to this day, he's never really let that go.
And he's right. I agree with him 100% on that.
Everybody who wasn't in the game was wearing a mask. The bench players were seated in the stands, in the empty stands, with three or four seats apart from each other. I think that the league is looking at that league and other soccer leagues as they start to open as an example for how they might be able to get up and running in September, assuming access to testing, improvements in treatment, all those things that we talk about that are conditions of this and any other league starting up again.
Dan Graziano there saying the NFL is looking towards Germany and to see how the Bundesliga starts up and how it goes. Mentions there they had the benches sitting in the stands, 6 feet apart. Everyone was wearing masks except for the players and the ref, and the managers also weren't wearing masks, which I thought was a little bit strange. Buy or sell, you think the way the Bundesliga is doing it is actually going to be successful and will be a guideline for other sports in this country?
Sure. I think that some of those things are going to have to be tweaked. Like in the NFL, offensive linemen have to sit by each other. Offensive linemen have to play next to each other. So to me, if you're out there on the field and you're side by side and you come over to the sideline, you're not going to be able to have social distancing. Not going to happen. You have to have guys being able to be together, sit together, to go over pass protections, the quarterback talking to his coach. So in some ways, that's not going to work in certain sports. But yeah, I think some of the things being implemented in the Bundesliga, absolutely, whether you're talking, and I'll even go a step further and say just the Korean Baseball League, right? Every sport is looking towards these other leagues that have opened up to see where they're going to succeed and where they're going to fail. Because at this point, everyone's just looking for best practices, right? Everyone's looking for the best way to get back on the field and have it look as close to the product that we had before all this started. So you'd be foolish to think that anyone is not looking at the Bundesliga and Korean baseball and using that as a model.
Yeah, definitely buy it. I always thought that like the testing part of it was the key. It's like, look, these guys, I think it's funny that they're trying to have the socially distancing measures within sports like this.
Yeah.
It's like, just, you're testing them.
And at some point, you got to trust them, it and take a rip.
Like, they're breathing all over each other. They're sweating all, it's just like.
They're putting all these rules in place except for on the field.
Right.
Playing soccer like normal.
The key to keeping it afloat and making sure that it's safe is the testing part of it.
And if everyone tests negative, why not just play the sport as per normal?
And that's kind of my
right thing. And then the second somebody tests positive,
you gotta figure out what you're gonna do.
I think that's really the main question on all of these sports is what happens the first time somebody tests positive.
Yeah, and it's different. Like with the UFC, their first fight, they did have someone test positive. And they pulled them from the card.
Yeah, but that's not a team sport.
No, it's not a team sport. That's why I said it's so different. And that's the – we saw one guy in the NBA, right? And it shut down the game. And, it ended up shutting down the rest of the league. What does that happen? But I'm with you. At some point, you do all the testing. You put some safety measures in place. But at some point, if they're going to be out on the field, they know what they're doing. They're signing up. They're taking the risk for it. You're doing the safety precautions. But it has to – at some point, you just got to have faith in the system and then let it rip.
One of the biggest things that I learned was to get over the anxiety of all the protocols, because as an athlete, you want to perform at the event that you're going to, and the anxiety leading up to the event of, okay, do I feel good? What am I going through when I go through this gate here? And, you know, it was literally a temperature check, put your mask on. We had gone through meeting after meeting with all the NASCAR folks on all the protocols that needed to be put in place. So everybody, you know, already had my mask. I had my hand sanitizer. I had my gloves for any circumstance that I was in, you know, that I needed to. And then I, you know, my temperature was fine, and I drove in the racetrack and sat in my bus for, you know, for 4 hours waiting for the event to start, and then walked out to the car. So, you know, I think for me, that anxiety of getting over the first event and all the things that are running through your mind that you know, you don't really don't have to run through anymore, and because you know how it's going to work and how you felt, and you can get over those emotions.
Kevin Harvick, pretty good description of what happened before the race this Sunday. He wound up winning the race, by the way. Buy or sell, you think players will have a really difficult time in whatever sport it is after the first few events, actually following all the guidelines?
Yeah, I do. I do, and it won't be all of them, but I just think, and because we do this in our everyday life, I try when I'm out and about to follow all the guidelines, right? Whether you're playing golf, you're going to the store, you're going on a bike ride, you're out for a run, whatever it is you're doing out there, you're picking up food, you try in your mind to do everything right. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes there's just, you know, I've got 41 years of doing it one way, kind of hardwired into me, and then you got 3 months of doing it this way. And with these athletes that have been used to doing it and repetitive, and they're creatures of habit, some of those things are going to be really hard to break. And I think it's to be honest with you, it's unfair to expect people to come in and instantly acclimate to this. It will take time. There will be mistakes made. And I hope we don't freak out and turn to all the COVID police here if not everything goes, you know, 100% according to plan, and there are some, you know, I don't know, breaking of protocols.
I agree with that. Somebody texted and said Bundesliga had people test positive this weekend. I know they had one guy who was in quarantine the day before they were supposed to play, but he hadn't tested positive. They just thought maybe he'd have been exposed or something happened.
I haven't seen anything pop up about that.
Well, they had... Yeah, I haven't either. I was just checking on that to see if there was something new. They did have 10 people... this was a couple weeks ago when they were getting ready to return Bundesliga. They had 10 people test positive in their initial sweep of tests.
Yeah.
But...
And by the way, you're going to get that. If you bring back a league of a couple hundred people, some people are going to test positive.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is what happens when a team has a bunch of positives.
Exactly. Or even
more than three.
Yeah.
Or more than two.
What happens?
Then what? What do? Just play without that team? In South Korea, I know this.
They shut down the league.
If somebody tests positive, they shut down the whole league for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Period.
And I don't know how that... I don't know how you can do that. Once you get this machine cranked up again and the money's on the line, which is why you're doing it, that's the nightmare scenario.
All right, is that it, Michael?
We're super long, so we should skip the last one.
Huh. Was it a good one? I bet it was the best one.
I wouldn't say the best.
Mike really selling his material.
It was the middle of the road.
Why do you think I put it last, just in case we don't use it?
It wasn't Kentucky Owl, but it wasn't one. Wild Turkey, right?
All right.
Somewhere in the middle of it.
Each Monday, our Stockwatch is brought to you by Goldberg Jones when it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues. Trust Goldberg Jones to help. 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.